Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and this is episode 299. According to a survey conducted by the National Eating Disorders Association, 81% of 10-year-olds are afraid of being fat. Another study published in the International Journal of Eating Disorders found that 40% of men and 60% of women report being body shamed by a romantic partner. As if that weren't enough, a survey of over 1,000 adults conducted by the Harris Poll, 94%, so pretty much almost all of them, said that they have heard negative comments about their body from family members. When I started doing this work, and more specifically focusing on body image with clients in my private practice, I would often hear them say, you know, how am I supposed to love my body, let alone like my body? It doesn't seem possible. It doesn't seem like it's even within reach. I'm so grateful for clients who can be fully transparent and honest and can have these really deep, raw, you know, emotional healing sessions, because it's true. You know, it's absolutely true. It is unrealistic to expect to just wake up one day and suddenly like your body. Diet culture makes us believe that we have to be thin in order to be happy. And it can be especially confusing on social media if you're following hashtags like body positive or body love, and you know, all you're seeing is a bunch of thin white women with bodies that are accepted by the general public, especially if you live in a larger body. It's no wonder that it feels unrealistic and unachievable for you as well. So today we are going to talk about body respect and how you can shift, maybe not to body love, but at least to body neutrality, to spend less time worrying and thinking about your body, even if you don't love how it looks. So you can respect your body no matter how you feel about it in this current moment. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. Let's start by defining body respect. So I want you to think of that one person in your family or maybe in your workplace who you don't really like them. You know, you'd be okay if you didn't see them for a while, right? You don't like them. There's certain things that they do that drive you crazy, but ultimately we respect them, right? We treat them with the dignity, the kindness they deserve as a human being. And because that's just the type of person you are, right? You're a good human and you're going to be respectful to them. It's really unrealistic to think that we're going to love everything about our bodies, but it's really difficult to take care of something that you don't respect. I don't know why I think of this. When I've worked in many gyms over the years, I would get so frustrated and irritated with people who would just leave their trash everywhere and not put weights away, you know, especially other maybe employees who didn't work there or didn't feel as passionately or strongly about the environment as I did. And it's because they didn't respect it. They didn't, you know, maybe understand what it took to get that studio built, or, you know, all the hard work that went into it, or, you know, they just treat it like trash. And so again, think about just any example in your life, right? If you don't appreciate it, if you don't respect it, you don't really care about taking care of it, right? So body respect is doing the things that are good for you, the things that keep you healthy, the things that keep you alive, that keep you engaged in life, even on those days where your looks don't really align with your standards. You don't like the way you look. It's just, it's not It's not what you want to see today, but you do the things that you have to do. If you think about it, our bodies really do so many amazing things for us, even on the days we don't like it. Doesn't matter. They breathe for us. They allow us to birth babies, birth humans. They allow us to convert food into energy, to walk to the mailbox, you know, to hug the person that you love, to laugh. Treating your body with respect is going to result in better mental health, increased self-esteem, and we know ultimately when we can work on those things, we're going to have improved physical health, regardless of that number on the scale. So what does body respect actually look like? It can look a lot of different ways. It can be honoring your hunger cues, even when it's really inconvenient and, you know, you have to step away from work on a really busy day. It's wearing clothes that fit and that feel comfortable to you. It's the words that you say to yourself, not just about your body, but really the tone, the compassion, the kindness that you have in your self-talk about you and, you know, what you're doing in your life and work and family matters and, you know, how you talk to your body is a piece of it as well. It's exercising or, more importantly, moving your body in a way that feels good. The opposite of body respect would be going on a 5-mile run because that's what the plan says, yet you're running on 5 hours of sleep and you have a sore ankle, but you're going to run and power through anyways. I also want to take a moment to recognize that various aspects of identity, such as, you know, race, gender, sexuality, ability, all these things can have a huge impact on body image and body respect. So it's important to acknowledge that if you've experienced any sort of discrimination or bias, you know, or even trauma that absolutely impacts your body story, and it even presents, you know, unique nuances to navigate when it comes to body respect. And so maybe you are familiar with the term body respect. You're like, I know what it is, but it's so hard for you to do these things. Just know like that's normal. That may mean that you need a little bit more support. Maybe you need the help of a professional, of a therapist, of a, you know, body image informed dietitian to do some of those healing aspects as well based on your history. Because research does show that people from marginalized communities are more likely to experience negative body image. And we've already talked before about how this can impact their overall health and well-being. I want to leave you with a few questions to ask yourself and to take steps towards body respect and really just practicing this in your everyday life. And it's important to recognize that word practice because, again, like we said, you're not going to wake up one day and just like your body. You know, you're not even going to wake up one day and feel neutral about your body, but it is about creating those new neural pathways and rewriting your story. And I want you to know that the practice you put in, the work that you put in, it is possible. Not saying it's quick, not saying it's easy, but I am telling you that it's possible and it's absolutely worth it. So if your body were to look differently, if your body were to look differently than it does now, how would you respect your body more? How does waiting to give yourself that respect, how does that align with your values? What would it look like to take care of your body here and now instead of waiting till you reach that certain goal? What would it be like to eat and move in a way that felt good instead of eating and moving with the hopes of always changing your body? What would it look like, or what would it feel like to spend less time preoccupied with how your body looks or wished it looked? Some other ways you can continue to practice body respect today, starting with your social media feed. Diversify it. If all you're seeing is one type of body, mix it up. And I don't just mean body size. I mean colors, ability, you know, backgrounds. Like we need to see diversity, especially if, you know, depending on your workplace, depending on, you know, your family setting or where you live, maybe you're not exposed to that diversity. And so if you're seeing the same thing in your feed, again, that's just, it's not opening up the realities of the world that we live in and showing you that there's so much more out there. Maybe it's time to go shopping. Maybe buy some new clothes. I had a client recently who had a really great tip about, she found this tool, and if she shares it with me, I will share it with you as well. But getting a stylist that, you know, helps you put clothes together in a way that, you know, feels good. And, you know, maybe there's a shirt that you've always wanted to wear, but you don't know how to style it. And, you know, maybe it's doing something like Rent the Runway or Nuuly or one of those subscription boxes, you know, to get some clothes that actually fit you. Can you practice self-care? Now, we've done so many episodes on so many aspects of self-care. Remember, it can look many different ways, so be sure to check out those previous episodes. You can stop body checking, stop the comparison trap, stop body bashing, and stop the negative talk about your body or about particular parts of your body. And you can focus on what your body can do and start to practice some body appreciation or gratitude for the things that it is helping you do to function in your everyday life. Friend, I want you to know that you got this. We're cheering you on. I'm cheering you on. And I just encourage you to really prioritize body respect in your life because it does matter. It does make a difference. And the more that you can just chip away at it, little practices, you know, you listening to this episode is a big deal. That's a huge step for you in your body image healing, in your non-diet journey. Visit katiehake.com/waitlist. We will put the link in the show notes as well to be the first notified when our next round of the Reboot Bootcamp launches. So you can take action towards finding your fierce and feeling confident regardless of the size, regardless of the body that you're currently in. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.